time for Lower Wacker Live for July 9th. Is today the 9th already? Oh my gosh. What happened to the summer? Oh, it's so hot. Can't wait till it's 20 and drizzling. Giving you that cold rain. A beautiful day today, right? Unbelievable, you guys. This is it. The clock is ticking. We have 30 days. Enjoy it. Although severe weather is coming through the area tonight. We've got a live extension 720 tonight. That's the hardest part about radio. We do a talk show and you got all these things set up and then severe weather comes through and they did the little beep, 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 and then you got to turn into Rick DeMaio. You know, you got to be like Lil Skilling and repeat the same two lines over and over in different ways. That's a little hint, or I'll give you a little peek behind the curtain. That's what you do. You get one line, you say, so let's just recap. Let's take you to what we know. Rain right now looks to be hitting just south, right along 57. Let's take it right back to the top. What we know, the rain, you just do that over and over and over for an hour. So hopefully we don't have to do that tonight. For those who listened to the podcast, we lost against Chicago Now last night. A lot of trash talk. I got a lot of trash talk afterwards. So I didn't play the game. I had the show last night. The team went up 8-0 and lost 9-8. I got all of my old players from Chicago Now texting and tweeting, sticking it to. I didn't play the game. I don't know what to tell you. But I guess we're going to have to figure out some things because losing that game. 9-8. Now, again, I wasn't there. Pete wasn't there. Adam Pindle wasn't there. Those are three starters. So I'm not that worried. What I'm more worried about is, I believe, the first inning, we scored all 8 runs and never scored again. And that's what I'm trying to piece together. How in softball did that happen? How do you go 6 innings without scoring? And they had an 8-0 lead going into the 3rd or 4th inning, and it was the 4th, 6th, and 7th that they gave up the 9 runs. That's not acceptable. To give up 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th? Ooh. So this is the second time, Pete. In our 2 losses, we have 2 losses on the season, both walk-offs in the 7th. So that tells me we may have a little crunch time problem. Somebody is going to have to step up and make a play to win a game. I hearken back to the days of my WBEZ championship teams and the second championship. The Chicago Sun-Times was rallying in the bottom part of the 7th. We had like maybe a 6-run lead. And they had loaded up and put 2 in, and it was down to, I think it was a 1-run game, maybe a 2-run game, and the bases might have been loaded. And their big hitter came up, and you're like, oh, I can't believe we're going to blow this. He hits a rocket right up the middle, like a line drive kind of ground ball. And Tony Arnold, who is a great Springfield reporter, mediocre softball player, but he had stepped into his own. He had come in. He's mostly a speedster, bottom of the lineup kind of guy. You get him in at second base, right field, that kind of area. He, out of nowhere, it's a blur to me at first base, out of nowhere, snagged it. Like, while he was running, snagged it and stepped on second base to beat a sliding second baseman to win the championship. That's what you need. So I need to know when there were 2 guys on and 2 guys out in that bottom of the 7th, who was dropping fly balls. That's what we're going to find out. So the investigation, we've hired a special prosecutor. We're going to find out what went wrong in the loss last night to the number one team, Chicago Now, 9-8. But again, my point is an asterisk. I asked them to change the date. They wouldn't change the date. They went ahead. My players weren't there. We lost by a run. It doesn't mean anything. It's asterisk. Put an asterisk next to everything. All right, let's move on. So, you know what? That was yesterday's news. Let's talk about today's news. Here are the headlines. Whoa, is Mayor Lightfoot texting and driving? Is she veering? Right off the road, she did a ride along with police, and now she's pivoted on her campaign rhetoric, suggesting that gun offenders should be not let back out on the streets. She says that's what's causing gun violence to be so high in Chicago. She cited the report. Oh, you know what? She didn't cite anything. She just said it. That's crazy. She didn't use any evidence. Huh. She just said it after hanging with the police one night. Great. There's actually a study that was recently put out that said all that is a myth and that most gun offenders do not commit new violent crimes. I think the rate was like 0.006, something like 24 out of, they sampled 5,000 cases and 24 came back as recommitting a violent crime. So I don't know. I don't know what that's about, except that Lightfoot is a former federal prosecutor who headed up the police board. So it isn't that far-fetched that she would echo the same talking points that law enforcement does. Mayor Emanuel is all over this as well, trying to get Springfield to change the laws for mandatory minimums. But the problem is that gun culture is so pervasive and so readily available that if a kid is picked up with his gun, his life is over. And I get it. I understand right away, well, you shouldn't have one. But you know what? I don't know the circumstances of these kids trying to grow up at 14, 15, 16 years old, where everybody, their parents, their schools, their police, everything down the line has let them down. And if they don't carry a gun, somebody else is. And I know, again, it's the bleeding heart. I know you're throwing things at your radio right now, or your whatever device you're listening to this on your radio. It sounded like so Wally Phillips right there. I know you're throwing things at the kitchen radio. The dial, you're trying to figure out where to come. Where do I get Laura Wacker Live, the podcast? You're throwing things at your phone. How about that? You're throwing things around your phone. You're throwing your phone. How about that? But I don't know. I feel like there's a lot that goes into it. And you know what? I'm not the only one. There's a progressive movement in law enforcement. You saw this with Kim Fox getting elected to be state's attorney, that this really is a move to mass incarcerate young African Americans. I don't know if I buy that necessarily, that conspiracy theory, but this plays into the fact that if you are caught with a gun in whatever way that you were caught, pulled over, walking down the street, whatever it might be, that you're going mandatory minimum to prison. And it seems like there was a movement just as much as 2 years ago to say to stop doing that. And now it feels like we're going in the other direction, especially weird coming from a progressive mayor. So we'll see how that kind of plays out. Not sure. I don't know. Other thing I find annoying is that the FOP is all over Kim Fox for the same reason. But she was elected because she said she was going to keep kids out of prison. It's not like she just came up with the idea. She got elected. I'm all law and order. Oh, you know, I got a better idea. What if I'm not law and order? What are you talking about? I don't know. That's what the voters voted for. So if FOP wants to put up a law enforcement candidate next time, do it. All in all, I just want someone to tell us the truth, right? I'd love to know if letting criminals with gun charges back on the street is actually having an impact on crime, or if it's just politically expedient for all of our leaders to essentially tell us whatever they need to get done. I don't know. You know, right? Doesn't that feel that way? Like, I want to know, what's the real story here? Anyway. There's lead in the Chicago water. That's a real story. Uh-oh. Mayor Lightfoot wants to find out for sure. She's stopping the rollout on new water meters, which I find strange. And I had to read this article a little closer. So did the new water meters go in and they showed a spike in lead? And she's like, get rid of the meters? Is that what she's doing? Correct me if I'm wrong, but that seems like what she's doing. She's saying, oh, those meters are picking up huge spikes in lead. Get rid of the meters. It's very Chicago. That seems to be what's happening here. What else? The Fire are officially leaving Bridgeview. Todd Ricketts is rich, therefore he tries not to pay property tax. And work has stopped on HGTV's Windy City Rehab because, well, I don't know. I don't watch the show, but maybe they tried to build an outdoor jacuzzi or zone for an indoor jacuzzi. I don't know. Something like that. Garth Brooks announced his dumbass dive bar location. Surprise, I was right. It was Joe's on Weed Street. Come on, that's not a dive bar. It's not even close. It seats 2,500. Maybe dive bar means something else in Nashville. I don't know. But Joe's on Weed Street is not a dive bar. It's a bro bar. There's a big difference. I mean, really, if you wanted to do a dive bar, the Nisei Lounge would have been good. Like I said yesterday, Monk's the Sexy Sex on 66. Classic. I don't know if that's open anymore. Haven't been there in a while. Even though, remember Johnny's on Lincoln in Roscoe Village. That would have been a perfect place for Garth Brooks. There's Fitz about 18. Johnny's really slow with the drinks. A little bit racist. I don't know if a little bit, a lot of it. Bless his soul, I guess. He's not around anymore. Somehow that building still stands, though. If you ever go on Lincoln north of Roscoe, on the right-hand side, it seems like everything there has been condoized except for this little Ham's shack that is right there, and that was Johnny's bar. There must be a lien on that property to no end. It's crazy. All right, in sports, the All-Star Game's tonight. 3 Cubs and 3 Sox, although Giolito pitched on Saturday, so not sure he's going to go tonight on short rest. But they only pitch these guys an inning or so, right? And everyone loves to see home runs. Just get out there and throw a couple changeups. You'll be fine. Javi Baez is batting 2nd, and Wilson Contreras is batting 7th. White Sox don't have a starter. Man, last night was the home run derby. Oh, my Lord, they decided to play with cork bats or with juice balls? My favorite. I love them. Are the balls juiced? The 13-year-old in me is like, I guess because they hit home runs like were never hit before. I could have hit at least 12 last night. The winner? Do you care? Do you really care? I'll look it up. If you do, I'll grab my phone and I'll check. But come on. Nobody cares, right? We cool? We cool. In NBA news, will it be possible that Russell Westbrook would come to Chicago? Oh my God, 3 years too late. But yes, 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 right? Some pundits say it absolutely makes sense. Even with the draft pick of Coby White, it absolutely makes sense for Russell Westbrook to come to Chicago. Coby White's going to need some seasoning, so why not play behind arguably the best point guard in the game? Dude's a triple-double machine. First ballot Hall of Famer. Went to the finals 1 year. Perennial playoff team. Even when he was the only one they had in OKC. His final year of his contract coming up, $47 million. Remember when Jordan wanted $40 million for 1 year back in 1998? And we were all like, oh, and it was like payback because we grossly underpaid him for 8 years. Now $47 million is probably sixth best in the league, right? That's the joke of that when they're like, he's got a $47 million contract. We all go, where Kevin Durant probably just signed for 47 every year for the rest of his life. I don't know. You had 4 or 5 seasons, Bulls, where you didn't pay anyone, so, and you still don't, so it kind of evens out, right? I say trade all the draft pick, all the players. I'd have no problem if the Bulls were just Westbrook and the Simeon High School junior varsity squad. That would be fine. Come on, Bulls. Come on. Chicago's a world-class city. We don't need any more rebuilds. See what happened when the Bears brought in Khalil Mack, right? Or when the Cubs brought in Lester? Or how about the Hawks with Marian Hossa? Come on, Bulls. Let's get in this new NBA game. I hate playing NBA 2K and having to replace all of the players every single time. All right. That's Lower Wacker Live for July 9th, 2019. Be careful out there tonight. And remember, the clock is ticking. You got about 28 days of summer left.